Thank you, Terry. Hey, everybody. This is Brian Niederhaus, the Smarter Networker. Thanks so much for being on our call tonight. This is the call you've been waiting for all month long. We've got a fantastic lineup of folks scheduled to be as role-playing guests. And, of course, we have Danny Johnson live tonight, and this is going to be awesome. And before we get too far into this, I definitely want to say thank you to both Jackie and Stacey O'Quinn for doing an amazing job. These guys just over-delivered, as always, and just, man, they took you guys from where you started at. Imagine where you were 3 weeks ago and how far you've come in just that 3 weeks. I wanted to share a couple of great stats with you guys that you guys have accomplished together as a team. This has been a really interesting class because it started out a little bit smaller than the previous class we did in March. And then we had a few people kind of just never show up and kind of bail out on the whole thing. So the actual working group is not very gigantic. It's a little over 100 people, and which is really odd, but at the same time, you guys that are in the group that are working hard have done a fantastic job. The last class we did, which was 5 weeks long, the total dials that they did in 5 weeks with about another 40 or 50 people in this class was 70,000 dials. You guys have already, in the first 3 weeks, done 50,023 dials. So congratulations on how hard you guys are working. I know a lot of you are doing more than you've ever done, and that's exactly what this class is all about, is putting you to work and starting to see those results. And that's exactly what's starting to happen. The signups this last week, this was your biggest week ever. You had 90 total signups, which was awesome. You're definitely behind the last class a little bit in that area, but I think that over the next this week in particular, you're going to see that kind of accumulating into and creating some momentum for yourself and more signups coming up. But the exciting thing is that your income tripled from last week. So last week you guys made a little over almost $5,000, or a little over $4,000. This week it was almost $12,000, which was fantastic. And that was a doubling from the previous, like the very first week. You doubled into the second week, and this week you tripled your income again. So you're doing fantastic with the amount of money you're making. You're starting to see the results from all those dials and all that hard work. And so really proud of what you guys have accomplished as a group, and it's really been an awesome, hardworking team. Let's go into some of our individual statistics here. Are the most dials for the class for three consecutive weeks in the cold market category is Patty Stewart. With an even 1,100 dials this week, she has not been under 1,000 all week or all class long, and this week she just bumped it up to 1,000, 1,100, to make sure that she stayed on top. There were a couple other folks over 1,000, so congratulations, but Patty Stewart, 3 weeks in a row, number one dialer. In the lukewarm category, Diane Hightower, who has also been up there consistently, in fact, three consecutive weeks as the number one dialer in the lukewarm market. 317 dials this week. Fantastic job. And Anna Dornier, who just today had a baby, and she had a 9-pound, 2-ounce baby this morning early. She had 96 dials last week. And I don't know if she's on the call or not, but she's definitely working hard still in the warm market category and has been consistent all the class long. So congratulations to Anna for her hard work as well. Going into the most talked to, most conversations, we have Christy Wilson in the cold market category. It's 163 conversations this last week. That's awesome. That's a ton of conversations and just doing a great job getting a hold of people. Diana Hightower, in fact, takes a clean sweep pretty much in the lukewarm category this week. 38 conversations from 317 dials. And then we had Paul Carroll, who's constantly been up in this area as well and popping up all over the place throughout the class, doing an awesome job in the warm market area with 29 conversations. And from those conversations, we had a tie for first place in the cold market category. Lily O'Brien and Diane McGuigan, for the second week in a row, have tied. Last week, they tied at 30, and this week, they tied at 31. I had to check my numbers to make sure I wasn't seeing things, but both of them are doing a great job getting people to take a look at their business opportunity. Diana Hightower, 22, converting 38 of her conversations into 22 presentations, doing an awesome job there. And then Amy Dudley, who's been popping up, like Paul Carroll, popping up all over the place and doing a great job making money. Her checks have been awesome, too. 12 people took a look at her business in the warm market category. So we'll leave the most enrolled in some of the other categories to next Thursday when we do our closing class. We don't want to waste too much time with this, and we want to bring on Dani Johnson as quickly as we possibly can here, because I know she's been preparing well for this class, and that she's the type of person that is always coming to an event like this prepared. She pours into the numbers. She takes a look at things. She's aware of the people that are in the class and really putting a lot of effort and thought and prayer in behind the class. And I know she's just doing excited to be here tonight. Got some great things to share with you, as always. And this is the kind of stuff that gets her excited, because she wants to see you succeed more than anything. And so she loves to see the people that are working and to help them raise it up to another level. And some of you have proven that you're those kinds of people and have earned the right to be role-played with our fearless leader, Dani Johnson. So please welcome to the call, Dani Johnson.
Brian, thanks. And what amazing numbers. I love the growth, especially the growth in income. I love that you're tracking income for people, how much money they made from 4,000 to 12,000 in a week.
That's awesome.
Dang. You know, and 115 people that are attending today's class, gosh, think about this, friend, as you are listening from wherever it is you're listening from, whether it's from New Zealand or from Europe or here in the U.S. or Canada. What if you had 115 people in this class? You had 115 people from your personal team inside of this class. It was an exclusive class just for your own personal sales force. And the class just helped to keep them focused to do, again, Brian, how many dials total did the class do? Some what?
So this class so far in just 3 weeks has
70,000.
Well, that was last class. So that was the March class, did a total of 70,000 dials, which I thought was awesome in 5 weeks. This class, with fewer people in just 3 weeks, has already done 50,023 dials.
Wow. So yeah. This is nuts, right? So, I mean, imagine 115 people of your own personal sales force that in 3 weeks has dialed 50,000 people, 50,000 dials. You know you would be making money, Fred. I mean, this kind of a business, just like any business, is all straight numbers. It's about the activity in which you're doing every single day that leads to a result. And, I mean, I'm just sitting there going, dang, 115 people in a class like this that have done 50,000 dials, last week made 4,000, this week made 12,000. This is called growth. This is called you're getting better at your profession, your chosen profession of building a business that you have the privilege of working from your home. I want to point out real quick before we get started, O'Brien, did an awesome job pulling together this whole class. I'm very grateful for him and everything that Stacey and Jackie O'Quinn have committed their time into helping you through this class as well. They're indeed professionals, what awesome men who are so filled with integrity, really, Brian and Jackie and Stacey. But there's a list of people, and I'm really quite impressed because the list is quite small of people who have not turned in their homework. So just know that if you do not turn in your homework two times in this five-week class, you're not going to be allowed in for the next class. So we did not get the homework of Jennifer Irvin, Aaron Friedman, Mike Gibson, Deborah Gould, Bethany McKee, Christine Messer, Melanie Pascal, Marcy Ferris, Gayla Privelt, Christine Scott, Jessica Singh, Bertha Villa, and Andrea Delane. So if I called your name, it's because we did not get your homework. And you know, I don't know, like maybe your car blew up or something, or, you know, like the woman that gave birth today. That pretty much be the only reason why you should not have gotten your homework in. So you want to show, even if your numbers, you know, are not impressive, that you don't feel like they are, you want to follow directions, friend. You want to show that you are committed. You want to take those steps, those active steps of being committed to your business. You're not wasting your time with your business. It will lead to success if you're putting in the effort. And the more increased skill that you get, the more increased income that you will have from the efforts that you're putting in. So you got to stay focused. You really need to treat it like it's a job. Like, it's not an option for you not to turn in that assignment every week. You have a deadline. You got to turn in the assignment. So the first person that I want to pull up is Patty Stewart. Patty Stewart, press number one, she worked 35 hours for her business, 1,100 dials, that's 1,100 dials. She had 86 conversations. She had 17 go to a presentation. 8 people that she read the closing script, so 8 out of 17, and we had no closes. So let's pull you up, Patty Stewart, first, and let's see what we can do to help improve your prospecting game.
Okay. Danny Patty's line is open.
Thank you. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm embarrassed, but I'm fine.
Good to talk to you. Good job, honey, for doing that amount of dials. I'm really proud of you. You did an awesome job. I really am. You did a good job. So let's go ahead and look at what we have that we can do to fix your overall prospecting game here. So you are prospecting cold market, which is obvious because you've got so many dials. So tell me, out of the 17 that you scheduled for the presentation, how many were there to pick up the phone after you called them back? Was it all 17?
8 of them.
8 of them. Okay, cool. So 8 were who you read that closing script to.
Right.
All righty. So that's a 47% show-up rate, which is really good. It honestly is. It's really, really good. There's obviously room for some improvement, but just based on that number, you keep going, you're going to turn this phone thing into money. You're going to turn dials into money. I promise you, just with those numbers, if it's 17, right? And again, okay, so at 1,100 dials, you got a hold of 86. It's usually about 5%, so that's normal. So everything's normal on your numbers. And honestly, a 47% show up rate is not bad. It's actually quite good. But I know that we can improve that and have more people showing up for after you send them to that presentation. Okay, so I'm assuming you're reading from page 16?
Yes.
All right, and I'm familiar with your company and your product and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be the prospect. And ring, ring, hello.
Oh, so you're the prospect. I'm supposed to ring, ring.
I'm the prospect, honey.
Ring, ring, hello. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
This is Patty. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I requested information about working from home? I don't remember doing that.
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I can get one.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay. So what is this again?
Do you have your piece of paper and pen already?
Yeah, but what was this about?
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
All right. Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
What do I do? I do a lot of things. I really do. I do a lot of things. Yeah. I work. I'm a mom. You know, I've got a gazillion kids. I homeschool. You know, things like that.
Okay. So what do you like about doing that?
Doing what?
Homeschooling? Being a stay-at-home mom?
Well, I'm not a full-time stay-at-home mom. I mean, I work part-time, but, you know, my full-time, really, honestly, my full-time job truly is being a stay-at-home mom. But I do work around my kids' schedule.
Okay.
10 to 20 hours a week. But what do I like about homeschooling? I love spending time with my youngest son. He's the last one left. I've been, you know, doing the school thing for 20 years. This is my 20th year. So I love the time I have with my 16-year-old. He's going to graduate in about 4 months. And then my career with school is over. Done. Goodbye. Kaput. So finished. I'm really excited about that.
Okay. Well, you mentioned you were working part-time as well. What is it part-time?
I help a local charity with their donors and stuff like that.
Okay. And what do you like about doing that?
I love helping people. Okay. I absolutely love helping people. I'm passionate about that.
Is there anything you don't like about it?
I don't like that I don't have more hours to devote to it. And I really wish that I could, like, bring in millions and millions of dollars more to really crush the poverty in Nicaragua.
Okay. So, Danny. Are you thinking of replacing your current income from that, well, actually, that charity? Do you actually get paid from working in that charity, or is
no,
it really
I don't.
Volunteer?
Okay. Totally volunteer.
Okay. All right. So then, obviously, you're looking to make an income. So have you ever been self-employed before or owned a home business?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. What level of income are you accustomed to?
Well, personally, I have none, but my husband makes, you know, a really good income.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months for yourself?
Well, if I could generate, like, an extra $30,000 and just give 100% of that away to the charity, then that would, like, I think that would bless me.
Okay. Very good. Do you have any capital set aside to start your own business?
How much are we talking?
Well, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home-based business successfully. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I'm pretty serious about, like, being able to give more money away.
Anything more you want to tell me about that?
I have a goal, and I want to achieve it. I want to build a lot of houses for the extreme poor. So.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, let me tell you about the company that I work with. We've been in business 20 years, and we're in over 100 countries around the world. Getting very hot, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Do you want me to finish with this part here, Danny?
Just don't give me the company name.
Okay. Where was it? All right. Let's see. Totally lost myself. I'm sorry. The countries.
You're telling me about the company that you work with.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I've just totally lost my mind here.
It's okay. Tell me about the company you work with.
Okay.
Don't you have that scripted out?
I do. I don't have it right in front of me.
Are you freaking serious right now?
Sorry?
Are you serious right now?
I'm serious right now.
You seriously don't have that script in your hands right now?
I didn't think you would be calling on me. I didn't put it out.
Okay, cool. Let's pause right here.
Okay.
Right here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. This is awesome. This is so awesome. First of all, Patty, you are amazing on your feet. You are absolutely amazing. I was blown away. I gave you all kinds of objections and questions and like curveballs, and you handled every single one of them with absolute perfect grace. Absolute perfect grace. I am beyond impressed with your ability to answer those objections with questions. Well, you just kept rolling with the script so naturally. Like, you did not allow me to get you off of your intention of finishing the script. Now, the place where you're weak or weaker than the other, because the other is strong. I mean, you are phenomenal. I was testing you to see at what point would you lose control of the conversation, and you did not. I probably attempted to derail you six or more times, two separate occasions with three questions in there on purpose, and you were phenomenal, better than I ever was in my beginning of my career by far. I mean, that's mind-blowing. Now, the place where you got weak is reading the script, and I'm not just talking about the company script. But when you literally went from, like, not a care in the world, I got this phone call, and I'm not going to get derailed, and it wasn't, you weren't even defensive about it. You just, bam, you naturally rolled and directed my mind to where my mind was supposed to be. But as soon as it came to actually reading the script, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for, you no longer were yourself. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home-based business successfully, so we're looking for people who are absolutely serious. You went from a normal talking person to sounding like this. Well, you know, Danny, our company has quite a stand for the people that we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully, so we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business? I just went, where did the girl go? What the hell happened? Because there's a place to be nervous? No. There's a place. No, I'm not going to buy it. I was nervous. No. I'm not going to buy that. Because the place to have been nervous is when I was drilling you with questions. That's the place to be nervous.
Okay.
That's the place to screw up. But reading a script is easy. Okay, so that's number one. Like, I don't know what happened, but I need you to be the same girl. Okay, that's number two. Here was the proof. Here was the proof. Patty, Stuart, listen to me. In the back of your head, you don't think you're going to succeed. And I'm going to tell you why I know that.
Okay.
Because you're not prepared to succeed.
Okay.
That's how I know that you don't think you're going to succeed. People who are not prepared to succeed wouldn't have a script in their hand for their company thing and something like, you're in a class. You said you want to role play. You produce the numbers to role play. And then you're not prepared. Come on. It's like, batter's up. Come on, Patty. You're up. Get the bat. Put your helmet on. It's time to hit it out of the park.
Okay.
And so you really need to reconcile that. And I guess for everyone that's listening, whatever you're prepared to receive is what you will receive.
Okay.
And if in the back of your head, this is my gut on this, in the back of your head, Patty, you really don't think this is going to work. You're just kind of buying some time and kind of hoping. It's almost like a lottery. You're hoping that maybe it might work that you actually make some money doing this thing. And you might even have a backup plan in the back of your head. If I try it out for a year and it doesn't work, it's okay. At least I had fun. At least I got some good travel benefits. First off, for making $1,100 and having 86 conversations, I would think at this point that that other script is completely memorized. The script about your company?
Mm-hmm.
That has to be completely memorized. Not that I ever want you to use it from memory. But again, it all boils down to this, because you understand the principle that what we hand out will come back.
Okay.
Right? And so if what you're handing out is non-commitment, I don't really think it's going to work, guess who's really a threat to you? non-committed people that don't think it's going to work. Stop inching along and go all in. 100%. So you've gone 100% with, okay, the 4,000 dials. All right, I'll do that. Like, you like doing those small little tasks, but again, what you're prepared for, not small tasks, that's not a small task, it's an awesome task. What you're prepared to receive is what you will receive. Understood?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you got it. I mean, I'm blown away at how freaking good you are on the phone. You're good. You're real good. Your ability to handle my questions and objections and not skip a beat and not get scared and not choke up and not get nervous was phenomenal. It was a professional level. Do you understand? You were at a very high level to handling that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom. That person knows me in that script. It wasn't the same woman. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got this, honey. You really, really got this. This is not rocket science, and this is not putting somebody on Mars. This is selling a package.
I know.
This is not open heart surgery. This is reading a script.
I know.
Do you understand?
The weird thing is,
this is not going to war.
I know.
This is reading a script.
The weird thing is, with all the dials that I do and with the people that I get to talk to, I'm very enthusiastic, and I do go through my company scripting. It just flows, and then all of a sudden tonight I choke up, and that's me. And then all of a sudden it just got so hot, and I thought, oh, my God, of all times. But, you know, I go through this a million times.
Yep. But again, if what's in the back of your head is that there's doubt that this isn't going to work, that there's some backup plan, or at least I'm having fun, that's what shows at the moment. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's what you attract to you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So if there's a time to perform and to be ready, like I said, it's what you're prepared for. You were prepared to not be called on tonight. Right? Even though you raised your hand and said, yes, I want to role play, and yes, I did 1,100 dials more than almost everybody, right? No, yeah, number one dialer. Hello? You're the number one dialer. It's a good chance you might get called on. Right?
Yes.
So again, it shows that there's a hidden belief in you that says, I don't know if this is really going to work. I'm doing my motions. I'm following these simple instructions. But so that has to leave your head. And you're in control of your thoughts. And it's time to raise that commitment level by, again, you receive what you're prepared to receive.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's don't treat this as a, here's my hunch. We've given you a recipe. You don't use all the ingredients.
Okay.
You use the ones you want to, the ones that are easy for you, the ones you like. Mm-mm. Girl, you have it. You're great on the phone. You have one of the hardest parts, totally easy, completely easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you got to match your commitment level with your follow-through. You got to match it being prepared. Imagine, just imagine. Okay, look at all this nonsense that's happening in the Middle East right now, right?
Yeah.
Absolute nonsense, right? Could you imagine somebody, if you were serving in a country that, you know, wars break out all the time, you know, and you show up for battle without your gun? Could you imagine a soldier showing up without their helmet, without their gear?
True.
Never. It would never happen. That's a high level of commitment. That's what I got to see out of you.
Okay.
Okay? I got to see out of you, Patty, that you are fully committed and you're not here to screw around and you're not here to see if it's going to work. You're here to make it work.
I've got to make it work.
That's yeah, you do.
Working hard.
Exactly. Well, lots of people can work hard and get absolutely no results. And it has everything to do with between their head and their heart.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with talent at all. at all. It has nothing to do with the business. It has everything to do with what happens between their head and their heart.
Okay.
So you want to attract people that are all in, like they're militant about it. It's a done deal, and it's like, yeah, show me the address, it's done. This is not rocket science. This isn't going on Mars. This isn't fighting a war. It's reading a script. It's the simplest business on earth. And you've got it. So, all right, girlfriend, that's it that I have for you today.
Okay.
All right. So all in, whatever places you're cutting corners, whatever places it is that you are not committed in, whatever places you have excuses, those got to stop. Whatever places that you don't believe, you change the belief. How? You just do it. You say it. No, I'm doing this. And you begin to act it out as though you've been hired to do this job and your pay is $100,000 a year. So if your pay was a guaranteed $100,000 a year, how would you approach your business differently?
Well, I would have to do it. I'd do it.
Well, you certainly wouldn't think twice about showing up to a class like this without having your company script in hand. See what I mean? That's a high, high performance that's expected. And that's the performance you want to. That's the expectation you want to meet. Carry yourself in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Carry yourself into every conversation in that way, that you're a high-level executive or you're making $100,000 a year. And, man, how simple. I get to read a script and talk to people all day long, direct them to websites, and you know that people join.
Mm-hmm.
There's not this, oh, I wonder if they will. No, it's a done deal. People do. People do every day. Every single day people join your company. Every single day. There's somebody joining your business. Every day. So you might as well be one to get them instead of letting somebody else have them.
All right. And I do have my script here now, but that's
really
point.
Smart.
That's the point. Yeah.
That's smart. Okay. Go ahead, Carrie, and put Patty back in. Patty, great job on the things.
Thank
you did
you,
great
Danny.
Job on. Work on that other commitment level part. And next I'm going to bring up Paul Carroll. Paul, you had you're working warm market, 6 hours, 81 dials, 29 conversations, which is pretty awesome. You led the charge on warm market conversations. 29 is pretty awesome. Paul, say hello. And, Paul, I am familiar with your company and your business and the people that you work with.
Well, Danny, it looks like Paul was on the line, but he's not on the line any longer. I think you scared him.
Wouldn't be the first time. we'll see if he calls back in. Let me know if he does, and then I'll bring up the third one, which is Christine Wilson. Christine Wilson had, she's again cold market, 7 hours, 406 dials. It's an amazing effort, 163 conversations, powerful. But we really got to work on the amount of people showing up for a presentation. There's some issues going on with that script. Christine?
Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome. How about you?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Having a challenge adjusting from my last trip of 2 weeks in Israel, but I'm getting back to America eventually.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you for this platform. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being a part of it. Okay, so good job. 406 dials, Christine. That's incredible. Really, really awesome effort. 163 conversations. That's a ton of reading a script. So let's go ahead and see where we can help the improvement of those 163 people going to a presentation.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why. 10 people you read the closing script to.
Yes.
And 5 you signed up.
Yes.
And 3, what was that,
3 of
became
them.
Customers.
Yes.
You have outrageous closing ratios. It's a total of 80%.
Wow.
That's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So if we can just change the amount of conversations to actually see the presentation, because you are an outrageous closer. Oh, my gosh. Just look at this. What if out of the 163, an additional 10 more went and looked at the presentation? What do we know about your numbers? You're going to close 8 out of 10.
Okay.
So you made $770 last week.
Yes.
So that means it would have been $1,500.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So your closing ability is outrageous. Very little room for improvement. You have the baseline to be a closer that closes 90 to 100% of the people you talk to. That's your ability. What we got to find out is why did 153 people not go to a presentation?
You know, I was listening to you with our last classmate.
Hey, Patty?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I have a little bit of a hang-up. You know how you always say the nonverbals?
Yeah, yeah.
What
totally.
We think about will come
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
And I think the hiccup is with, because we have a sizzle call, which
uh-huh.
I would
awesome.
Say people, which I would, it's a 3-minute sizzle that
They're
I'll
awesome.
Put the person into, and then I'll direct them to a video that gives a little bit more about the company, but it doesn't tell one of the videos, and I think it's because I have a little bit of confusion about which one to send them to. I'm sort of testing.
Uh-huh.
And it may be, I'm thinking that's where my hang up is, because one tells them how much it costs and all that information, and it goes into, it's about 14 minutes long.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The other one has the company owner, and then he breaks down, you know, why they should be there and all the other, and I kind of waffle between the two, so that
uh-huh.
may be some of the reason why. There's some confusion with the people that I'm sending to my
You think
website.
So? Hey, if you're confused on what to direct them to, they are absolutely confused on what they're watching.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to just make a decision on it and just go with it.
Well, let me just tell you this. There's something I picked up in your conversation, and I know that you, I think you picked up on it as well when I was talking to Patty. I'm sort of testing. What does that tell me?
I don't know. Well, I know who's the author of that, but yes.
So I'm sort of testing. Okay, let me ask you a question. If you worked inside of a marketing and sales department, and, you know, you have your weekly meeting with all the managers, and you said, well, you know, I'm sort of testing this marketing campaign. The marketing campaign costs $1 million to run it. You know, I'm sort of testing. Wait, let's go to another place. How about research and development for, you know, curing cancer? Do they sort of test?
No, ma'am. No. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No professional sort of tests anything.
We just test it.
You just test. And when you're running tests, what are you looking for?
We're looking for the best results to fix whatever it is that we are working on. Or to
so
get
is that based on a feeling? You know, I feel like the other video, A, possibly does better. Is testing based on a feeling?
No.
Mm-hmm. And so when someone is feeling, I mean, testing, are they tracking?
They should be tracking.
Let's try that one more time. So if the professional is testing, are they documenting and tracking the results?
Yes.
So answer me this. Have you been documenting and tracking the results of each one of those videos?
No, I have not.
Mm-hmm. Which again tells me what?
That I didn't have my full commitment there.
Exactly! That you're sort of not committed.
Okay. All right. Thank
so
you.
So guess what else this tells me? That you are basically hoping to win the lottery in ever. Certainly not long term. Certainly not to six figures. Certainly not to seven figures. Certainly not to financial independence. The road to six, seven figures and independent and financial independence is a very determined, very clear road. It's very dedicated, devoted.
Yes.
It doesn't play around.
That's what I needed.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So, if you are going to run a test, it needs to be documented. Maybe have a spreadsheet. And it could be handwritten. It doesn't have to be some other major spreadsheet, but it's, you know, video A versus video B.
Mm-hmm.
And run the numbers. The numbers will tell you which one works better. You can go back through and see your closes and see which one out of your closes. Okay, for example, so let's look at the 10 people that you brought to a presentation, right? And you have 100% show-up ratio is what you're showing here.
Yes.
Which is amazing, freaking phenomenal. So 10 people you brought to a presentation. Look at that. Look what that non-commitment in the beginning does to your results.
Mm.
It's crazy.
Oh.
It makes you have far more many conversations than you need to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're nervous when you're on the phone with them, which is why only 10 of them went to see a video.
Okay. So mm-hmm. I will. You just gave me a roadmap. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. More commitment, more.
Yeah. And just pick it. It's like if you do every other call, go into each one of those. But let's analyze it now. You close 8 people out of 10. How many went? Okay, so which video do you want to call A? Which one do you want to call B?
Okay.
You want to call the president's video A?
Yes.
Okay, so president's video is A, and then the alternate video is B. So I want you to go back and look through which video did the first person that you signed up go to. And, again, you have customers, and then you have distributors.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So how many of the people that signed up, the 5, right? You had a 50% closing ratio on a business partnership, a 30% closing ratio on the product. How many came from that video, or do you not know?
You know, when I first started, I was not tracking that, but I did towards the end because I started noticing that one flight was doing a little bit more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So the customers were the ones that I sent to the company video.
Which one is that?
That?
Is that A or B?
That was actually B.
Okay.
That was B.
Okay. So the customers came from B, and then what
right.
about the distributors?
That was a little bit of – that was a mixture because I was doing two.
So you really don't know. You really,
really
don't know.
Don't
okay,
know.
So here's what I want you to do this week, okay? I want you to now track. Okay, so you decisively decide, okay, next week I'm only going to send people to video A or video B. Or next week, every other person I'm sending to A, every other person goes to B. And just see what the numbers say. So it's
okay.
decisive. Do you know what I mean? So you're not like, which one do I send them to? In the middle of trying to read a script.
Yes.
Okay? So
okay.
you decide before you even dial that phone number, this person's going to video A. Next person's going to video B. And then the numbers will scream at you loud and clear what the results are.
Okay.
And then you start the testing and bam, you just pick that video and you run with it.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. That's what I will do. Thank you.
Yeah. There's power in decision. There's weakness in indecision. So you're going to watch results increase just simply by when you dial that phone number and you're talking to Bob Smith, you already made up your mind you're sending him to the president's video.
Yes.
Don't change it. Don't go, oh, I wonder if I should, right, halfway through the script. Just be decisive.
Yes.
And put him in front of that video. And, again, it's all a test. Figure out which one is going to work best, the one that you feel most comfortable with, the one that's getting the best amount of results, and go with it. And
yes.
don't confuse your team.
Yes. I was actually glad that we had this training so that I could tie them in for next steps and just bring them to this so that I don't, you know, I felt like
you
I wasn't.
Confuse them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Because I want them to run strong.
Yeah, and what ends up happening oftentimes when people are, when they don't know what to do with the person, when they get them started, that hurts their closing ratios as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So do your test and only send your team to one video.
Yes.
Well, look what your upline caused in you by you having too many options.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. You're
right.
His options send you into making 406 dials, talking to 163 people, but only 10 go into your presentation.
Right.
Yeah. That's what his leadership did because of options. Options are not good for people. Too many are the worst for people. So, especially when it comes to which presentation, by far, by far, by far, by far. Okay, cool. So I'm going to move on. I'm excited to see what happens from here. We're going to see an increase in your amount of people that show up to a presentation.
Yes.
For sure. That's going to be exciting.
Yes.
If it's not 20%, I mean, if it's not a 20% increase, then I'll be shocked.
Yes.
But at least should be a 20% increase.
Oh, I'll need to know. I'll keep you
Yes, on. I'm
Let
excited.
You know how this works. I'm excited, too. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
You're so welcome. Okay, next we need Joni Snaith unless Paul Carroll somehow went back online.
Don't see Paul Carroll.
That is too bad. So sad. Poor guy.
What was
Hope he's okay.
Joni?
Joni Snaith. Joni had 20 hours worth of work, 500 dials, 30 conversations, 4 people showed up to a presentation. 3 showed up for the closing script, which means she did a really good job. It's a 75% show-up ratio. Joni, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, Danny. Can you hear me?
You have the cutest voice ever.
Hi. Yeah, something like that. I get that a lot.
Yeah, it's super cute. It's really super cute. Like, how can I hang up on you? I couldn't possibly hang up on you. I feel like I'm hanging up on someone's kid. That would be so rude. That's a benefit, honey. Trust me. I had a very young-sounding voice for a very long time as well.
Now that I'm 46, I have this other kind of voice.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so 500 dials, 30 conversations. Are you using a dialer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What kind of leads are you plugging into that thing? Because that's, I mean, you know, 5%, 10% would be 50. So I guess you're kind of right in there. I don't like that number. What I don't like is this number. This is a number that has to change. Because you had 3 out of 4, which is phenomenal. You have a 75% show-up ratio. That's phenomenal. Amazing. Very little room for growth there. Very, very little. But the 30 people that you talked to, only 4 went to that presentation. Actually,
yeah.
Only 3. Only 3 actually did. 4 committed, but 3 showed up, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's 10%. We got a lot of room for growth there. Let's find what the issue is together.
Okay.
Right.
And we have I take them to a website first, and then
I know.
Bring them.
I'm totally familiar with your system.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I've been familiar with it for about 15 years.
Awesome.
It's a great system. It really is a great system. It's made a lot of people a lot of stinking money. Millions of dollars have been made from that system. And millions will continue to be made. And you're working with some great people. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Ring, ring. Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Joni. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
What do you got? Okay, time out. You are just the cutest thing. I just am smiling. I don't know. I want to talk to you. And you're smiling on the phone. I can hear it. You're literally smiling while you're reading that script, and it's making me smile all the way over here in Texas. I mean, that's really good. That's really, really good. You keep doing that. That cute little chuckle that you got and that cute little raspy voice.
I'm actually sick today, so it's my sick voice. And I love dialing with my sick voice.
Okay. All right, so what do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy, Danny?
Hold on. Yes.
Okay. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out which information I can direct you to. Okay. Now, are you working from home currently?
No.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a licensee manager for National Car Rental.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that for?
I have been doing that for about 8 months.
All right. So tell me more about that. What does that entail?
Well, a licensee manager basically is that I run a location inside of a dealership. I rent cars inside of a dealership for National Car Rental.
Do you enjoy it?
I do.
Yeah? What do you like about it?
I like that pretty much I kind of don't have a boss hanging over my head every day. I pretty much have the freedom to do whatever needs to be done to help my location succeed.
Is there anything you don't like about it?
Yeah. I tripled the income of my location, but they did not triple my income. I mean, I tripled the sales, but they did not triple my income.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So what did you do before the car rental position?
I worked for Larson's Appliance Center.
And tell me more about that.
I did rent-to-own appliances inside of a large appliance store.
Okay. And what did you like about that?
I loved the paperwork.
Really?
I did. I loved the paperwork, and I loved the inventory, and I loved crunching numbers to, you know what I mean, to check out the daily sales and the profit margins and all of that stuff. That was, like, really invigorating for me.
Right. So why did you end up leaving that job?
I moved to be with my biological father.
Okay.
Yeah. I met him for the first time, so I moved to go live with him and meet my brothers and sister. My sisters and my brother.
So you met your biological father for the first time and then moved to live with him?
Like, you know, 2 weeks after I met him.
Oh, my gosh. Was that a crazy move?
It was. It really was. Yeah. Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
So, what are you wanting to do right now, Danny? Are you wanting to replace a full-time income or just bring in something supplemental?
I think I'd like to supplement it first. I mean, I love my job. I absolutely love my job. I work with some pretty cool people. But, like I said, you know, I think I'd like to supplement my income and maybe eventually replace it.
Okay. Now, are you married?
No.
Do you have kids?
I do.
Okay, how many kids?
One.
Awesome. How old?
A year.
A year old. Okay, yeah. Girl or boy?
Girl.
Girl. Right on. Yeah. So are you the sole provider for your household, or do you have a significant other?
Well, actually, I just recently got engaged.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
So now, have you ever been self-employed in the past, Danny, or owned a home business before?
No, I wouldn't even know the first thing about it.
What level of income are you accustomed to?
I make about $1,500 a month.
Okay, and what are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
If I could double that income, it would be awesome.
Now, do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
I really don't even understand that question. Like, how much are we talking? What is capital, anyway?
You know, Danny, our company is quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I am very serious.
Tell me why.
Well, I mean, I get when I'm at work, I get to drive brand new beautiful cars every day. But I drive an old hunk of junk on my way to work. and I'd love to buy a new car, eventually own a home. And obviously, I'm $1,500 a month. That's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Well, Danny, let me tell you a little bit about the company I work with. We're a 20-year-old multi-million-dollar organization. Internationally, we're in over 100 countries, countries like Brazil, Australia, England, Canada, and the U.S., just to name a few. We're in a $7 trillion industry, which is growing at a rate of 23% each year. Now, Danny, are you familiar with Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah.
What about Forbes magazine?
I think, isn't that on the shelves at the grocery store?
Yep. Or the Fox News Channel?
Yeah. My dad used to watch that.
Well, our company trainer was interviewed on Oprah. She was written about in Forbes magazine and recently featured on the Fox News Channel because of the results she's helped create in business owners over the years. So, Danny, have you heard of our company? It's XYZ.
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. The person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, they're self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel that you have those qualities?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I exemplify that daily in my job.
Okay, great. Do you still have a pen and a paper handy, Danny?
I do.
And do you have internet access?
I do.
Okay, I want to confirm your email here. What's the best email to contact you at?
It is purplestarfish@sexy.69.com.
Okay, purplestarfish@sexy. Okay, I got it. All right. Hey, by the way, do you have access to the internet while talking to me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm going to send you a link, Danny, to the company info, and I'll give you an address that you can go to your computer now. Just enter this in your address bar. So it's www.xyz.com.
Okay, I'm writing it down just in case something happens. Okay, so www.xyz.com?
Yep. So just enter that in your address bar, let me know what it pulls up for you, and then I'll help guide you from there.
Okay.
Okay. Do you get to spend a lot of time with your daughter around work?
That's really complicated. The website's up.
Okay.
I got it.
So at the top of your screen, you should see xyz.com, and then in the middle of your screen, you should see a video. I have an arrow to click to play. You don't have to click on that yet, but do you see that there?
I do.
Okay, you want to go through that, take good notes, because in there you'll learn really how you can bring in your own income working from home. The gentleman who's speaking there, his name is Mr. Smith. He's been working from home now with the company for the past 10 years. Prior to that, he actually had no business background. He had never worked for himself or worked from home before. He was in the military making about $25,000 a year, and at the time, he was six figures in debt. He had just bought his first home, and obviously making $2,000 a month was not getting him out of that debt very quickly. He was going paycheck to paycheck, and on top of it, he was working about 50 to 60 hours a week away from home. So he was just really looking for a way to change that and have more stability long term. His first year working from home, he more than tripled the income that he was making in the military, really by following a system and being diligent in his work and in his training. After his first year, he retired from the military. This became his sole source of income. And in 5 years, he had paid off all of his debt, including his mortgage. Today, this is all that he does. He's consistently maintained a professional level of income, working about 25 hours a week. And he goes through really simply, Danny, what you're able to do working from home and what it entails for you on a day-in, day-out basis. So, again, you want to take notes because in there is the information you requested so you can bring in something supplemental to start. Definitely utilizing the skills that you have, really taking pride in what you're doing and, you know, really being efficient in your work and helping a company grow, but being able to get rewarded for what you're doing and, you know, at least starting off supplementing and bringing in around $3,000 a month, but being able to grow it from there and, you know, also using the skills you have as far as crunching numbers and enjoying the paperwork and that aspect, but doing it from home where, you know, you are working for yourself and ultimately being able to get a new car and obviously into a home. Danny, let me give you my direct number here.
Okay.
Okay, it's 888-111-2222.
Okay.
Okay, my name again is Joni. Danny, we are doing a lot of interviews right now. We'll be making a decision real soon. So the sooner you can review it, the better. Depending on what your response is, we'll determine whether or not we'll work together and where you sit on the team. If you're available in about 15 minutes, I just have one more interview to conduct. It shouldn't take me longer than that. When I'm done, I'll call you back, and then we'll go from there to see if it's a match and what your next step might be.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, I have some feedback for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I absolutely love hearing you talk. And I feel so comfortable with you. Like, so comfortable with you. I feel almost too comfortable with you. And I feel led to ask you this question. Why do you want to own a home-based business? I almost felt like as you were reading that script that you were kind of just going through the motions a little bit. And mind you, Joni, that we go in and out of seasons with our business and our commitment level. I don't know if you have found that to be true about yourself.
Yes.
Okay. And so what I feel that where you're at right now is you're trying to ramp up your commitment level again.
Yes.
I get, this is just a crazy hunch. I want to, and this is really trippy because I, like I said, it's like, man, I got the phone. Like, I just love you. My gosh, you make me feel so comfortable. Right? And I really, I wrote down, I love you. I literally wrote that down. And then I went, but I just want to be your friend. And then as you were asking me the question, really, that's what I'm looking for. Like, I just want to be her friend. When you asked me the question, how serious are you about starting a home-based business? I find myself going, well, how serious are you?
Wow.
Yeah. So I can tell you that in my, you know, 20-whatever freaking years, I can tell you that, you know, you kind of go in and out of commitment levels. You kind of go in and out of intensity for your business, your belief about it, your focus on it. You know, that's a very common and natural thing. You know, it's impossible to stay as hot and heavy for your business as, let's say, you were in the very beginning, or do you know what I mean? Or when you were having your greatest successes. I've gone in and out, in and out, in and out. And as, you know, as in the first probably, well, let me look, 19, 20, 21, 22, probably first 10 years. Yeah, I would say probably the first, it's only been the last 12 years that I've had the strongest commitment, the most consistent of the strongest commitment. my first 10 years, 12 years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my first 12 years, I was in and out of commitment level. So when my commitment was strong, my income was huge. When my commitment level wasn't strong, I was like, I could care less if I ever do this again. And my income would reflect it. So it'd be like years of crazy money and then years of, not so much, and I really didn't give a rip. I was tired. And so that's what I found. It's like, gosh, your command of the script and your ability to communicate and your, I just want to be your friend. Like, I just really want to be your friend. I'm like, oh, I just really like her. Gosh, I just really like her. Do you like to play cards? You know what I mean? Not to like down myself going towards you. To cook. But as you started reading the script, it was kind of like, ho-hum. Ho-hum. Yeah, I'm kind of doing this thing. Committed almost by default. Committed because you had success in the past. And by the way, I didn't look you up until after I was completely distracted by how ho-hum you were reading that script. And then so when my gut was responding and I'm like, yeah, Joni, why do you want to own a home business? I completely tuned you out for the rest of that whole script. And then I looked up your name and I found your picture and I went, no wonder that name is so familiar to me. I know exactly who this is. Joni.
Yes.
It's time to step it up. You know what you need to do. Come on, you made 60 grand with your business in the past.
Yes. I know.
Then,
and it,
go ahead.
So true. I was going to say, I was just talking about this to somebody that, you know, I take my business seriously, but I mean, I've already paid, I mean, when I started my business, we were in such a bad spot. Me and my husband, we got out of that spot. We're not in that spot. And
so you're comfortable now.
Yeah. And I mean, we got out of so much debt and so much stuff. And so I guess sometimes I struggle with, you know,
do I really need to do this?
Yeah.
Called out.
Yes, ma'am.
Called out. Caught between the eyes right there. All right, so let's talk about that.
Okay.
I understand because I did that for 12 years, right? I absolutely did that for 12 years. And so it's often a need that brings us to the business, but what keeps us in the business is not that same need. And I know that you have accomplished more in your life than you ever thought you would right now. Like, dang, I didn't know it was possible to pay off all that debt. I didn't know it was possible for me to be able to be home with my son and make $60,000, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know all these things were possible. And so once you get out of that pace of pain, that place of pain, and now there's not pain that's causing you to break barriers and to break through excuses. So therefore, this comfortable way that you're kind of approaching your business is not going to result in that same 60 grand.
Okay.
It's going to result in some frustration, which might put you back in that place of need again.
Yeah. I don't want to go back there.
So, okay, so let me help you out. First of all, why do you want to make money in your business? Or not? I mean, why are you doing this?
I want to help people. I want to, I do have big goals of, opening a center for kids someday and I want a nice house for my kids. I want to help my family. I want to help my dad and my mom who are in a bad spot. Mm-hmm. And I want to have fun. I want to travel a lot and do a lot of things, you know, while I'm young and not wait till I'm retired to do those things.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the next question I have for you is, what are you currently doing working towards those goals?
What am I currently doing towards those goals?
Like, talk to me about what stage are you in for opening the Center for Kids?
Well, I currently am caring for kids. I care for I care for a full house of kids. So I actually have plus I have my two kids, and then I have basically a full house of kids, as many as can fit in my house. I have a hired helper. So I actually have two helpers that come and help me so I can work my business. And that actually I was convicted of because I had stopped caring for kids to go home and do my home business. And I stopped it for a whole year, and I kept getting asked to come back and do it. And I said, no, I started something else. And then I was like, okay, God, it was to get into a class. I didn't have the advertising budget that I needed, and there was a need for it. And so I said, okay, if I just start, you know, real casually taking care of this one child, I would have enough for myself to get into that class. And so I did it, and then it just became open doors for everybody. And it was actually something that you said in one of your trainings, like, what are you doing right now for your goal? You know, and I said, well, if I'm going to plan on taking care of kids someday, I might as well do it today.
Yes.
So I started doing it again. And I had a lot of people tell me, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, you're not going to be able to do your business and, you know, your home business and care for kids. It's just there's no. Yeah. So I found a way to do it. And so I have two awesome helpers, and that's been kind of cool for me, learning how to have employees, because I've never had employees. And so I do that, and that's a blessing because I'm like, oh, wow, I'm providing jobs for somebody. So that's cool. It's been a whole learning experience. And that's what I'm doing for that. Was there another part of the question?
That's really good steps in the right direction, but do you have your plan for the opening the Center for Kids written out? Do you have a date of when you're going to open it? Do you know how much money it's going to cost to open it? Do you know how much money you want in the bank saved up to open it?
I do not.
Yeah, so hello. Next stage. And in terms of when do you want the nice house, in terms of the opening the Center for Kids, is the nice house first, or is the opening the Center for Kids first? That's something else that needs to be determined. You want to help your family, and you want to have fun. So we need timelines on these things, and we need to know how much money is it going to take to have fun? How many times a year do you want to travel? Where do you want to go? What's the amount of money that needs to be made in order to do that? You want to help your parents who are in a bad spot. How much would you like to supplement their income? You need to be very, very specific and have a very specific plan, because then what you're doing is you're creating the need for yourself to work that business. Do you understand? Right now, all of these things that you told me are just kind of ambiguous ideas. They're not even goals. Because if these are not written down and you don't have a plan for them, there's not a deadline and there's not action items being taken, it's not a goal. It's an idea. Big difference between a goal and an idea.
Okay.
Okay? So goals have task lists that go with them and deadlines. That's what goals have.
Okay.
So let me prove this to you. Remember last time before you started your business, you needed to get yourself out of that financial situation. You knew exactly how much money you needed to make. You knew the deadline of when this debt needed to be taken off of your guys' shoulders, right? You knew exactly what the problem was, and you knew you had to find a way to solve it, right?
Yes.
It was not an ambiguous idea. It was, I have to. Joni, people burn years of their lives pondering on ideas and never turning the idea into a goal and creating the path to achieve it. That's not you. That's not what you're called to. You've proven that you know how to solve problems. So each one of these things that you gave me are a problem, and they have multiple problems inside of them to solve. It's time to do that. So then you'll know exactly how much money you need to make to supplement your family, your mom and dad, to go on whatever, one big vacation a year, three small vacations a year, whatever it is. You know exactly what the cost of the nice houses. I mean, how much real estate have you been looking at? Have you been starting to study the real estate market?
then starting to figure out the floor plan that you're looking for.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Right?
Yes.
But when you say help people, what exactly does that mean? What does that look like? Who do you want to help? Were you talking in terms of your family, your parents, and the kids, the center for kids that you want to develop? Is that who you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, so those are things that need to be done. That's going to create the need as well as the urgency that you started your business with that produced an income that was outrageous working part-time from home.
Okay.
Yeah. The need is there. It's just hidden. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so
much. Secondly, there's something that you're missing.
Okay.
What's in it for me as the prospect? Because I don't want to follow you or join you so you can have your center for kids, so you can have your nice house, and that you can help your parents, and you can have a fun vacation. I don't want to get started for that. So what's in it for me? What part of your business and marketing plan has anything to do with that prospect on the other end of the phone? Go ahead, you can give me the answer.
What part of my marketing plan?
Nothing. The answer is nothing. Let me tell you where you're at.
Okay.
You ain't committed. You ain't committed to the prospect. You're not committed to the business at all. You are kind of thinking about these nice ideas that you call goals. It's time to step it up. Your goals for your business must include what's in it for the prospect. See, if you're not going after your goals, and if your goals haven't become tasks and appointments and deadlines, if they're not crystal clear, they're not specific, you're not going to go after them, right? So it's kind of this cloud of Canadian, United States, and foggy laziness. So I can feel as the prospect on the phone that you're just not committed. You think it's a good idea, and, you know, you like it and everything, and boy, do I like you. But that's pretty much where it stops. So your goals need to include how many people are you going to help achieve their goals? How many people per month? How many people are you going to help get started so they can build their dream? And I'll tell you one clue that I found is that it wasn't until the very end of the time of you reading the script to me, it was at the very end that you actually read my sign. But there were several other points where it was perfect and appropriate and you completely missed it, number one. Number two, you missed the greatest opportunity for finding some information out about me. You skipped right over it. And you skipped to the place where you and I had common ground, children. Which meant you're not interested in me. You're interested in your own interests. Like, you were really intrigued, like, wow, you just met your dad and then you moved? Wow, that had to be amazing. Well, that was a point of interest for you. Why family's important to you. But here I said in the first 60 seconds about my job that I tripled the sales of the business, but they did not triple my income. And that's the main reason why I'm looking to do something else. And you never focused in on that, ever. In fact, your next question was this: what did you do before? What did you do? I worked at an appliance center. What did you like about it? Studying the numbers, balancing the books. Never went on to mention those things to me again. So my likes, you ignored. My interests, my accomplishments, you completely ignored.
she remembered that I had a daughter. Stirred up conversation about my biological father. And just pretty much focused on, Danny, you can start that business that you want to start. I never said I wanted to start a business, number one. And you could buy that car and buy that house. Just sort of random things I shot out of my mouth. Versus, man, if you would have asked me, meaning if you've gotten interested in me and part of your goal is I'm going to help one person a month or four people a month or six people a month or seven people a month or 10 people a month achieve a goal that's on their list. I'm going to help them create a goal. I'm going to give them an opportunity. Just as I have goals, I'm going to give them an opportunity to go after their goals. That's got to be in your business marketing plan. How many am I going to help? What is their name? Can't wait to meet them. That's a definite purpose right there, and I would be able to feel that over the phone. I literally just felt that you wanted to be friends with me. I think the conversation would have ended up that I don't join, but you and I became friends on Facebook. Now, I have a question for you. How many times has that actually happened for you?
That has happened. Yeah.
And let me see. Does it? And the ones that you end up with friends on Facebook, do they have, like, similar interests that you do?
Yeah.
Okay, honey. So there you go. You got a task in front of you. We need timelines. Come on, you've been to Dynasty. You understand time secrets. You understand that each one of these things need a deadline. They need appointments. They need a task list, right?
Yes.
And so some of these are five-year goals. Some of these are one-year goals. Some of these are 10-year goals. Figure out what they are and begin to create your timeline and begin to write how much money is it going to take to do X, right? That shows a need for your business. But the major thing that you're missing for your business itself is what kind of service are you providing for that prospect? What kind of promise are you making to them, and how will you fulfill it? Of course, depending on them following through with their commitment. You can't control somebody else. But if you're committed, they're committed. You ain't going to float around and achieve these things. It's time to get grounded, focused, determined, and read that script with that focus and determination. So, for example, at the very end of that script, if you had asked me, you know, Danny, how in the world did you triple the sales? You had no interest in a girl who tripled the sales? A single mom who tripled the sales of the business? How did you do that? You would have found out all kinds of information. But the end of that statement, repeating my sign back to me, well, Danny, on this website, and you did a great job edifying the website and all that stuff. All that stuff was great. You have a great command of the script. There's an underlying non-commitment, underlying fog, underlying I want to be friends, but you know, that's kind of worked out. I don't really know where I'm going, so I don't really know where you're going either. But it would end like this. Danny, on this website, Mr. Smith is going to be explaining to you exactly how you'll be able to take that incredible gifting you have of tripling the sales of a company and actually getting fully rewarded directly for it. In direct proportion of tripling the sales, being able to triple your income. You will also be able to use those skills of loving to crunch numbers, looking at reports, and making things balance, as well as take that goal of buying a new car instead of just driving the new cars for National Car Rental, you owning it and buying yourself a house, because with the ability to triple sales, you certainly will be able to afford to do those things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Without having a boss hanging over your head and having the freedom to grow it the way you choose to grow it. That's another thing that I'd said. Okay?
Okay.
So you know you got this, girl. This is freaking easy for you.
You still got this. You still got this. But that's your homework assignment. Is we need deadlines, task lists. You know, some of the things you won't have a task list for because it's way out, but decide how much money it's going to take to do all of these things. That's going to give you your need for your business. But the main thing is that every business needs to have, first and foremost, the priorities for that business. Most unsuccessful business people don't have priorities for their business. What do you stand for? What do you offer? What kind of service do you give? What is your commitment to the prospect, to the customer, to the brand new business partner you just brought on? What is your commitment to them? And what does your company offer for them and provide for them? And are you a long hauler with the person, or are you going to come in and out of your commitment level? Or are you going to be like your leaders who have been fully committed all these years, and here they are still doing the same thing every day, day in and day out, and offering people opportunity and helping them to succeed? Makes sense?
Okay.
It's time to get a little more clear on what does Joni's business offer. I'm not talking about the company. I'm talking about you, yourself. What are you offering that person on the other end of the phone? And what is your goal? How many people per month do you want to give that opportunity to? It changes who you will attract, and it changes who you will sign up. It changes who you will and will not work with. You'll increase your income and decrease the time that it takes to build it.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Makes perfect sense.
And that business is a cash cow to fund everything else you want to do. And you'll get it to the point where you're so slick and so good at it and so focused on the objectives of it, it'll take 10 hours a week to earn $60,000. Maybe 10 hours a week eventually to earn $100,000. You'll be able to generate a tremendous amount of money on a part-time basis. The more streamlined you get in your focus of specifically what you're looking for and what you're doing. All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're awesome. I'm excited to see what happens from here. Seriously. Because you got it. You still got it. It's ridiculous. You know you got it. You have a track record of getting it.
I'm excited. I'm coming
with
the first steps, and I'm bringing two people with me. And
nice.
I'm really, really excited. So
good.
Perfect timing. Yes. And I've been praying for this. I've been needing clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And needing to know how to help my people, because that's something I just feel like I've been stuck on.
Yeah.
So this was a crazy divine appointment, so thank you.
Yes. you clearly got the clarity.
Yes.
It was all of what you were praying for sure.
Yes.
This is awesome. Okay, by the time I see you, I want you to have this homework done.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And I want you to hit the phones tomorrow with the, I'm looking for this person specifically, and I'm going to help them do X. So, yeah. Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Carrie, go ahead and put her back in, and then why don't we spend the rest of the time with some open Q&A. And, Carrie, what I need to do is double-check to make sure that their homework assignment is in before I'll answer a question, because we'll only answer the question of those who've submitted their homework. So let's take this last bit of time to do this.
Okay, so if you have a question, all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone. Okay, Danny, let's first check to Andrea Derego.
Yeah, Andrea Derego, and I am confident, yes, she did her homework.
Okay, Andrea,
hello.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Phenomenal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Danny, I have a confession to make. This is an embarrassing question I'm about to ask, but I threw my ego off of my apartment balcony, and so... It's really interesting that the theme for tonight's call has really been commitment.
Yeah.
And
in so many different ways of how it's being exposed.
Yeah. Well, I have another angle for you. I have a confession to make to you, because I've been a client for a really long time, and I've been in my current business center for a number of years.
Yes.
And I have been this is really embarrassing to admit, because I know there are a lot of my colleagues on the phone, but I have been a total chicken when it comes to approaching my warm market.
Guess what your next task is.
Well, no, I'm already working on it, but yes, I figured you were going to say that. But I did practice with two people this week, so that's my sprout. But
good
I job. Am so, it's like, it's so uncomfortable for me. I can make 500 cold market dials, like, at the drop of a hat. It's like, and I don't care what anybody says to me, but, like, when it comes to approaching my warm market, I can floor people all day long. Like, the FOR part. I got that.
Tell me why.
Okay. All right. I'm allowing my experiential truth to get in the way.
Oh, that sounds so freaking smart. However, comma, why are you afraid to call your warm market?
I'm not afraid to call them, but I'm afraid to talk to them about my business.
Why are you afraid to talk to them about your business?
I'm afraid of it getting... I did it once before, and I got some negative pushback from some of the people that I approached. And it just...
How many?
You're going to laugh. Two.
You're right. You're so pathetic. I totally laughed. Okay. So you got pushback from two suspects.
And I allowed that to, like, totally stand in the way. I mean, I know a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of people.
Uh-huh. And two people gave you pushback. What kind of pushback did they give you?
One of them was kind of just like, hey, what is going on here? Or, like, you know, what, like, and the other was kind of like, the other one said that she felt misled. That I called her, I used the practice approach, and she said, like, she felt misled.
You think she's ever been misled before?
Probably. Yeah.
Is she somebody that is, like, super important to you?
No.
Is this somebody that you, like, highly, highly, highly respect?
No.
It is like a cornerstone relationship in your life?
No, no. No, 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 no,
like,
no, no.
Like, this is your blood best friend sister?
No. None of the above.
So she's kind of like on the lines of, like, almost like lukewarm to cold market?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Tell me, what about the other person?
The other person was a former colleague.
Oh, so that kind of, you know, is also not in that, you know, blood brother, blood sister, you know, like, super tight, means the world to you person.
No, no.
I would consider them cold market. And move the hell on.
So to treat it just like it was one of my leads.
Yeah, you treat every single one of the people on that list as one of your leads. They're free leads.
Mm-hmm.
You just have an advantage that there's at least an initial already broken of the ice with them. They're nothing but leads. I don't say that from a cold perspective in that, you know, just use them as you would use leads. No one uses leads anyway. The point is a lead is a human being who has raised their hand to show some kind of need. You do not know them. You don't have the luxury of knowing them until you pick up the phone to get to know them and warm them up to a place where they are like these two other people that did not give you a favorable opinion about what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You get all day, every day, disfavorable opinions about the business that you're in, right?
I didn't hear what you said.
You hear disfavorable opinions every day, all day, for the business that you're in.
From people that I don't know? Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Exactly. And it has no effect on you.
No.
So a lead is a lead. It's a human being that has a need. That's all it is. And so it's not fair for you to decide to rob all of your warm market from the opportunity that has changed the lives of thousands of people around the globe. That's not your right. You don't have the authority to do such a thing. And you will answer to your maker about it. Because I'm not the one telling you to call your market. I think he is.
No, he's been, yeah, he's been.
Really? So then this is a question of obedience, Andrea.
How much is the? I didn't hear what you said.
This is a question of obedience.
This is a question of obedience. Yes.
So I don't know. I think you and I have read the same success book. You know what happens to the people who disobey?
They spend 40 years in the desert.
Yeah. How's that working out so far?
It was really wild because, like, about a week or so ago at church, there was this one passage preached, and then I heard a message from another pastor the next day, and my husband actually told me that he had read in the Bible the same passage, and it was all Numbers, be strong and very courageous. When the Israelites were getting ready to go into the promised land?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a question of obedience. And so when you go to obey, the message that you're hearing, you don't even care about what the outcome is. You just need to obey. And so it's a discovery. It's a discovery. And I know you know how to look at things very logically, and I love that about you, Andrea. So it really is a question of, okay, I want to see out of my warm market, what are the numbers? What are the numbers of who says what?
I actually have a spreadsheet already.
There you go.
Yeah.
Who says what? It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting case study. So obey, do the case study, and do not withhold people the opportunity to come into a promised land. Because of the 10 spies, right, you heard that same message, right? Right before the be strong and very courageous message was the 10 spies who went and looked at the land. Sorry, 12 spies. They went and they looked at the land. 10 of them came back with a report of they are giants and we are nothing but grasshoppers in their eyes. How in the world did they know what somebody else was thinking?
Mm-hmm. And later, what was preached actually was that, you know, when they actually went to the promised land, and Rahab said that the people in that land were terrified.
Were afraid of them. Yep. The people in the land had heard about their God and were terrified. Yep. So, but let's go here. You're assuming you know what those leads are going to say. The same exact thing that the 10 spies looked at the people in the promised land and said, they are giants, we are nothing but grasshoppers in their sight. How do you know what they're thinking?
I don't.
You don't, and neither did the 10 spies. Do you know why the children of Israel spent 40 years in the desert?
Ungratefulness and disobedience.
Yeah, kind of. They went out to spy out the land for 40 days. For 40 days. 10 of the 12 spies came back in fear. 2 of the spies said, let's do this. We got this. God, this is the land of milk and honey. God clearly is going to bring us into this place, and he's clearly going to give us the ability to overtake these people. They were punished 1 year for every day that they spent spying and came back for the bad report. That's why they spent 40 years. So, honey, you've been spying out your land. And you have said, my friends and my family, my warm market, will think I'm crazy. How do you know what they will think?
I don't.
You don't know what they will think. Assuming is a sin. Quit assuming. And start obeying. Your promised land is at hand. And you know what this does? When people refuse to call their warm market, now what they've done is they've closed down the market of all the people that you sign up in your business.
Because you attract who you are.
You attract who you are, exactly. So you have people that will do everything else but follow directions. They'll do everything else but, like, okay, well, I'm committed to this, but I'm not touching that. I'll do this. I'll do something I like to do. It's kind of like, okay, you know, I wish I could think of something. I like to cook, but I don't like scrubbing toilets. But what would happen if I cook all the time, but I don't clean my toilets?
Your house would be very stinky.
Absolutely. And filthy and disgusting. You'd be saying, I'd rather pee outside than in that toilet, honey. Don't ever invite me back again.
Right? And I have a choice. If I'm going to cook, I have to clean. Right? I can say I love wearing clothes, but I hate doing laundry. So I will wear clothes, but I'm not going to wash them. I don't have a choice. Laundry's got to get done. Grocery shopping's got to get done. The toilet's got to get cleaned. The dusting needs to happen. The vacuuming has to happen. I do it all. So there's some things that you don't want to do. There's other things that you do like to do. It's all part of success. I'm committed to being the housewife that I am, so I'm going to follow through. I'm committed to being the businesswoman I am. That's why I'm on the phone with you right now. It'd be really easy not to be, but I'm committed, so I'm here. There's a thousand other things I could be doing, but I'm committed to helping people to succeed. That's why I'm here. Okay? So next time I see your face, I want that one market called. And I don't want I want you treating it as though it's weeds, you know. So I want the biggest possible list created and just pound through it, honey. And let's start that spreadsheet and let's start a case study. And, yeah, you have a massive advantage. They know what you look like. And you're not looking for the, you know, well, you know, I feel like you misled me. Well, I'm so sorry that you have that perception. You know, please forgive me. And continue on the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And whatever it was that the other guy response was, continue the friendship. Send him a thank you card. Thanks so much for taking a look. Appreciate it. Thanks for allowing me to practice with you. I really appreciate it. You're helping me break a barrier that I have. It's awesome. Move on.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you
for being committed, and thank you for thanks for helping me get out of my own way.
Yes. Awesome job. Okay, Carrie, who's next?
Okay, next up is, it looks like, Maisha Taylor.
Hi, Maisha. Good job, by the way. I won't let the cat out of that bag. Maisha, go for it. What's your question?
Thanks. Okay, this is my question.
Okay, you go.
All right. Do you have any suggestions on, like, or somewhere to go to work on tonality and posture besides listening to yourself talk? Because I listen to myself talk, and in my opinion, I feel like I have the same tone all the time, but I've been told multiple times, like, I sound totally different than when I would talk, having a regular conversation with people.
Okay. Well, Maisha, I'm going to clobber you right now. First of all, you got some pretty awesome results. Hold on, where am I? Maisha Taylor, 1,084 dials, 48 conversations, 30 people to a presentation, 26 read the closing script to, 10 new customers. Freaking unbelievable. What the heck are you worried about?
The criticism.
Oh, see, now you just revealed the root issue. So let me ask you something. Have you ever had somebody in your life criticize you ever before?
Oh, yes.
And Maisha, what is your knee-jerk reaction when somebody points something out about you that is not favorable?
I don't like it. I get defensive. I guess.
Yeah. You get defensive, and then you try to prove what?
That they're wrong, or give them a big explanation about it right away.
Yeah, which is why when you went to go listen to yourself, you couldn't find what they were talking about. Because what you were looking for was to prove yourself right and them wrong.
Okay, yeah.
I want you to write this statement down.
I'm writing.
It's an amazing proverb from a very, very wealthy man, the wealthiest man that ever lived the earth. It's one that I have printed out in my bathroom because you and I have a lot in common. Here it is. He who hates correction is stupid. But he who loves correction is wise. Now, why in the world would that be printed out in my bathroom?
You have to remind yourself.
Because I really want to be wise instead of stupid.
Yes, exactly.
Because I have, Myesha, the tendency to lean towards stupid. I don't know about you, but I lean towards stupid.
Yes.
And so my growth, this last 2 years especially, that I've really focused on is not being defensive. And it's always with the people that I love, right? I can talk to a client or I can be non-defensive with other people. However, really at the end of the day, my and your leadership really determines our influence and our income. And if our leadership is that of a seventh grader who's always defensive and you hate having things pointed out about you that are not favorable, you will never grow, Myesha, to the place that you are called to. You will stay stuck in a low level of leadership.
Okay.
So this is something you got to work on, honey. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. You got some great skills. Man, awesome closer, awesome prospector. Freaking amazing. But do you know what's going to happen? You will have mutinies rise up inside of your sales organization, and you will lose people just as fast as you add them.
Okay.
And why? Because of the leadership style. The leadership style is it's my way or the highway, and don't you dare disrespect me.
That explains a lot.
Now, I have a question for you. Have you ever served a leader that had that style of leadership?
Yeah.
And what was your response, Myesha?
Like, not cool at all.
Like, I'm freaking out of here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
So, therefore, you've quit several things and have had to start all over many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess what? That's going to continue to happen.
Until
you learn to love correction and assume that people are right and that they're trying to help you. And that is an awesome opportunity to learn something that you did not see about yourself on your own. None of us will ever be able to see ourselves 100% on our own, ever. And none of us will succeed 100% on our own. Success is a combination of a bunch of people contributing to a goal.
Wow.
And it takes a team. A team takes a team leader. The team leader cannot be insecure. And a sign of insecurity is defensiveness, argumentative, which then produces pushy, get out of my life if you don't agree with me. See ya. Yeah. And business is built on relationship, right? And long-term business relationships. Now, relationship is never based on that everybody agrees or has the same opinion. No. Relationship, a long-term relationship is based on that everyone is entitled to their own opinion, their own views, and everyone has a different perspective. And good leadership accepts other people's perspective and go, wow, that's awesome. Man, thanks so much for pointing that out. So I want you to look for your faults, not run from them.
Okay.
Okay? You don't have to
definitely
be afraid
need
of them.
To hear that.
Yeah. You don't want to be afraid of them. You don't need to be afraid of them. Everyone has them, just like underwear.
Okay.
Everyone has some. We all have them. And you know what? I'm looking at your company name right now.
Yes.
That you wrote down. Isn't that interesting? This really is a total life change.
Yes.
Yes. So you're kind of required to live it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, baby. I'll see you in LA. You need to get your butt to LA. First steps to success. It's time to work on this one.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Okay, next, Carrie.
Okay, next up is
Carrie, I mean, sorry.
Diana Hightower.
Hold on, let me look up real quick. Diana
Hightower. Where are we? H. Yes, I see her. Go for it.
Hi, Danny. Thanks for taking my question. I appreciate it. You said something earlier that hit me hard and resonated with me, and that was you cannot stay at peak form in a home-based business all year round. And I'll admit I'm a Ruby. So Rubies do tend to just push and burn out. And I was wondering if you could coach us, all of us, through what is the best way to plan for the cycles or to handle the cycles so that we don't get so burned out we become ineffective for 6 weeks?
Yeah, or years.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Years.
Because I see myself doing it, and I don't want my team to see it, right?
Yeah, totally. Okay, well, first of all, your priorities, do you own Time Secrets?
Yes.
Okay, and that must be the package that you haven't opened yet?
Yes, I'm just a slow learner with that.
You're not a slow learner. Give me a freaking break. You are Wendy. You are not a slow learner. Nice try. What you just handed me was an excuse. I'm going to tell you why you gave me that excuse. Because to you, in your mind, Time Secrets is not going to teach you. Because, you seem to have had the time to join this class, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but you haven't opened the package of Time Secrets, and your major, most compelling question is in Time Secrets. The answer, how to live your life, how do you set yourself up for the marathon instead of the sprint? That's all in Time Secrets. So I will tell you that I swallowed a stupid pill after I made my first million, because after I made my first million, I got embezzled shortly after. And then I worked part-time to make my first million. My first quarter of a million and my first million I made part-time. And then I got embezzled the next year, and then I started working 5 to 6 days a week, 16 to 18-hour days. And I had a poisonous, pussy relationship with my husband. I had no relationship with my two babies. My dream was to be a mom. I didn't even know them. My nanny knew them. I had a heart attack at 24, a nervous breakdown at 25. I reached a place where enough was enough. I'm done. I don't care if I go broke. This is not worth it. I don't care if I lose my house. I don't care if I lose my cars. I don't care if my business shuts down. I don't care if I lose my 5,000-square-foot plush office here in Pleasanton, California, with all of my plush furniture. I don't care if I go bankrupt. This is not worth it. I learned a system that I call Time Secrets. And that system I implemented January of 1996. And I have not strayed away from it for almost 20 years. This January is 20 years. I've worked 20 hours or less since 1996, and I've multiplied millions upon millions upon millions of dollars more working less hours. The key is your priorities. So the fact that you own Time Secrets, but you have not watched it, you're not studying it, and you're not applying it, tells me what your priorities are. Money, 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 money is your priority. Money being your priority will kill you. It will never, it was my priority too, by the way. That was absolutely my number one priority. It was my second priority. It was my third priority. It was my fifth priority. It was my tenth priority. My husband wasn't even on the list. He was my most toxic relationship because he wasn't on the list. I didn't care. I didn't like him. Wanted nothing to do with him. So I had to go through a series of majorly turning my whole life around and how I lived it. And that is a two-hour training in Time Secrets. So it's not a one-minute answer. Does that make sense? And you already have that package. It's time to study that. And it's time to follow it as though your life depended on it. Because the cycle that you've just seen in yourself of this cycle, and by the way, and I want to bring clarity because of how you repeated what I said. My first 12 years, right, I went in and out of my commitment level. Do you know why I was in and out of my commitment level? It was because I continuously burnt myself out. 1996 is when I sold my company and when I learned how to manage my time. That was 20 years ago. So I worked part-time after that for 2 years, and then I retired for 4 years, and then bam, here we are with DJC. You can do the math. It equals 20. We've been here for 12 years now. So I can't encourage you enough, Mrs. Hightower, to study what you bought. You had the inclination that I need this time secrets thing. Now the biggest challenge for rubies is to press play on that program. The second biggest challenge is to actually follow directions on that one. Because, again, we're so driven to increasing income and growing our numbers and doing all those things. What you're going to learn is that you will actually get far more done with much less time. Efficiency is what Time Secrets is going to teach you how to have. Does that make sense?
Yes. I hesitated because sometimes rubies train themselves and lie about it and say, no, the more is better, better, better.
Oh, totally.
What you said is, I'm like, the little voice in my head is a lie.
Totally. It is absolutely a lie, baby doll. Working more does not equal making more. Most of the time, it doesn't. It might for a minute, but it doesn't long term. And it doesn't in the overall scope, like you said, right? So what happens is that your efforts go from pushing it hard, doing a lot, and then, oh my gosh, I need to sleep for 6 weeks. So then when you look at the overall picture of the year, what's your production? Right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So you're right. It is a lie. I lived that lie for a long time. And it wasn't until I changed that and I just abandoned it all. I just screw it. It's not worth it. I'm gonna live this way. And I couldn't believe it. It worked. Like, tripled my income right away. I didn't go broke. I didn't lose my house. I did sell my company and I kept one company. And I tripled my income. And beyond that, I mean, you know, tens of millions of dollars have been made on a part-time basis. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's time to obey that message, and just trust me, everything else is going to work itself out. And when you rest, this is a big one, I take one day of solid rest, no phone, no email, no nothing, no work conversation, no nothing. And man, is that rejuvenating for the next day. So if most rubies feel guilty when they're not working. So you have to ask yourself, what am I working for? Who is my slave driver? Because I'm certainly a slave and not a free man or woman. It's a great question, Diana.
Well, I've made the first step. I took the box off of my shelf and I've opened it and set it right next to me.
Okay. Press play tonight. Press play tonight. The first part are your goals, and it's important to identify those, especially as we were just talking with Joni. You know, you really got to identify what those are. And when you write those things out, you're going to go, dang, what is my life about? You'll find that most of your goals has to do with money. And none of it has to do with the quality of the life that you want to live. And if it was about quality, it's nice house, nice car, nice boat, nice plane, you know what I mean? It's all the nice thing, which all relates back to money. So, which shows that we don't have a clear picture of the kind of quality of living that we want to have. And our definition of success is not success at all. It's an early death with a lot of stress and a lot of disappointments. Have you had health challenges in the past?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I was very happy to leave my corporate job. My corporate job, I was an executive there, and I was working 65 hours, and it was going to put me in an early grave.
Yeah.
I was trying to have health issues.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, guess what? You're heading on the same path if you work this business the same way you worked that corporate job.
best way to have that consistent push ahead and focus, because I was explaining earlier, my early years, I would go in and out of commitment. That's because I was exhausted, and it wasn't worth it because of how I worked it. But this, I've been working straight for 12 years part-time. I worked an average of 2 days a month all of last year, September to September. How in the world could I do that? And still we generate millions. How? Because I understand the principle of time and managing that time, optimizing that time, and establishing what my priorities are and what my goals are. Being on the phone with you guys tonight is the first time I've worked since August. Yeah, August. And I think I worked 4 days of the month of August. You want that life.
Yes, I do.
You want that life. You'll get there. Okay, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you have that corporate experience. That's really good. And at the end of the day, Diana, by the way, I respect what you did in the corporate world. At the end of the day, the stress communicates on the phone. People can hear it, and they don't want to follow it. So when you live your life by design, that's what people are attracted to. They're not attracted to the amount of money you make. They're not attracted to the house you live in. They're not attracted by the car you drive. They're attracted to the peace that you carry, the confidence, the assurance. And confidence doesn't come from money. It comes from how you live your life. You're living it the way you want to live it, living it by design. So, okay, cool. Well, I'm excited. Please contact me on Facebook. Come to the page after you've watched that very first video. And I'd love a debrief from you about, you know, what you learned out of it, what things that you're implementing. You know, there's no reason, I know you, there's no reason why you can't watch the entire thing by the end of the weekend. Pretty confident you might do that.
I was thinking I would have it done before Thursday night, so.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be very, very wise and begin to implement and put into practice. It's going to be a very interesting challenge because it's completely foreign to how you've lived and how you've been programmed to live. It was foreign for me. It ain't any longer. It's completely foreign to me to work more than 20 hours a week. Oh. Yeah. And my body isn't used to it. I couldn't do it if I tried, which is awesome. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for the question. Man, what a night. Carrie, go ahead and put her back in. What a night. What a night. What a night. What a night. I really appreciate the time that I got to spend with you guys. Very, very challenging. And so amazing how this issue of commitment shows up in our voice, right? It shows up in our nonverbal communication. And then again, the home run is Diana Hightower, that last question was also very, very important because, again, friends, you're not selling money. You're selling a life. And people already are working so hard and chasing money. They really don't want that. They want peace. That's what everybody wants at the end of the day. They want peace of mind. And they've been told by the media that peace of mind means your bills are paid. So it ain't. Come on. If I were to compare somebody who makes $50,000 a year versus $50,000 a month, I guarantee you the guy that usually makes $50,000 a month is more stressed out than the guy that makes $50,000 a year. Look at your life. Some of you are making more money than you've ever made in your whole entire life yet. Has it given you more peace of mind? Nope, it hasn't. It's given you more decisions, more options, and in some cases more stress. So money does not bring peace, nor does it bring peace of mind. Peace comes from a completely different place. Yeah, and hopefully you find where that place is. I know I found mine. Brian, I'm going to turn the call back over to you. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Excuse me. All right, you guys, great job tonight. Really awesome. Keep up the hard work. I know you guys can push and hit the 20,000 bells this week, and please be keeping track of your numbers. We are going to have a final homework assignment come out this coming Saturday and due on Sunday, and then we'll also send you guys some complete results from the class right after we get compile all the numbers and stuff. So stay plugged in, keep working, and remember, Thursday night we've got our closing event with Danny Johnson. It's going to be awesome, so see you over on Super Friends. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.